This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado are back on the job this week, but as CPR's Matt Bloom reports, their union is threatening another strike.
The healthcare worker union has filed a notice for another walkout to take place the first week of November. That's if a new deal isn't reached before then. The union's pushing for pay raises as high as 7% a year in their new contract. Meanwhile, Kaiser says it's put its best offer forward. Last week's three-day strike caused some appointments to be rescheduled to earlier dates, but most services ran as normal thanks to non-union contract workers. And Kaiser says it would react similarly if another walkout takes place next month. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A program called the Denver Basic Income Project is studying what happens when people experiencing homelessness are given different amounts of money each month. Maria Sierra is the community engagement manager for the program. She says at the halfway point of the year-long research project, it's getting people off the streets by helping them pay rent, but also giving them quality of life.
People's lives were improved. They started to engage spaces that they don't normally do, such as spending family time together, planning, you know, a monthly dinner.
800 people are taking part in the study. It's the largest of its kind in the nation. Come find more at CPR.org. Right now on our homepage, a trial has been set for the alleged shooter behind the killings at a Boulder King Supers. And more local reactions to the current violence in Israel and Palestine. Find that at CPR.org. Stay here for All Things Considered.